Hey ladies, it's Bridget Todd here. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, "The more MQLs, the better," over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
One of my favorite conversations I've ever had on There Are No Girls on the Internet is with a writer who was targeted and harassed online about how she continues to stay safe while doing visible work on the internet. Without missing a beat, she said, "Anybody worried about online harassment should sign up for Delete Me." I signed up for Delete Me right then and there, and I personally recommend it to anyone. Sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me. Now at a special discount for our listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/nogirls and use promo code NOGIRLS at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/nogirls and enter code NOGIRLS at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/nogirls, code NOGIRLS.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Hey y'all, just a quick heads up. This episode contains mentions of rape. There Are No Girls on the Internet is a production of iHeartRadio and Unbossed Creative. I'm Bridget Todd, and this is There Are No Girls on the Internet. So we spent the last year having conversations about the harm that myth and disinformation can cause in our communities. And I always like to keep those conversations really centered around institutions, because as we know, the spread of false claims online is systemic. It isn't usually about one person. It's usually about a system that empowers that person to spread dangerous lies and amplify them. But sometimes one person really does need to be called out. Can you guess who it is? Let's talk about Nicki Minaj. So here's what's going on. This week, fans asked Nicki Minaj why she wasn't going to the Met Gala. And she tweeted that she wasn't going because the Met Gala required vaccinations from COVID. She tweeted, "If I get vaccinated, it won't be for the Met. It'll be once I feel I've done enough research. I'm working on that now. In the meantime, my loves, be safe. Wear the mask with two strings that grip your head and face." Now, when folks on Twitter started pushing back, she tweeted, "My cousin in Trinidad won't get the vaccine because his friend got it and became impotent. His testicles became swollen. His friend was weeks away from getting married, and now the girl called off the wedding. So just pray on it and make sure that you're comfortable with your decision, not bullied." This is when all hell broke loose. Trinidad's health minister even had to step in and say that this is not true and that there were no reports of impotence or swollen testicles after having had the COVID-19 vaccine. It isn't even a known side effect. And his response really reveals a big part about why disinformation is actually so dangerous. At a time when COVID is impacting this community hard, their health minister had to take time from his research and work to respond to completely untrue claims that Nicki Minaj irresponsibly spread to her over 20 million followers. Here's what he had to say at a press conference.
There has been no such reported either side effect or adverse event. It wasted our time yesterday trying to track down because we take all these claims seriously.
Now, he's articulating one of the real costs of misinformation. It takes up so much oxygen in the room. It means that time spent that should be focusing on real threats that exist during a global pandemic has to be wasted and diverted to debunking lies and false claims. Dr. Fauci even weighed in, saying, I'm not blaming her for anything, but she should be thinking twice about propagating information that really has no basis except as a one-off anecdote. And that's not what science is all about. So basically, as pretty much everybody learned in middle school, if somebody tells you a story that starts with, my cousin's friend, whatever you're about to hear is probably bullshit. Nicki later went to Instagram to say that she was locked out of her Twitter account, implying that it was because she was just asking questions about the vaccine. But let's be real, she was not just asking questions. And really pay attention to how expertly she obscured what she actually did on Twitter. And it makes it seem like the powers that be are trying to silence her for just asking innocent questions about the vaccine, when that's not what she was doing at all. She was repeating a false claim about the vaccine leading to swollen testicles and impotence to 20 million people. Repeating false claims and just asking questions are two completely different things. So we know that there are two big groups who are eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine, but haven't yet gotten it. You've got your diehard anti-vaxxers who are pretty much unlikely to ever be vaccinated no matter what. And people who are not necessarily traditionally anti-vax, but maybe have questions or are just hesitant about the vaccine. And that second group is who experts agree that we should be focusing on right now to encourage them to get vaccinated because they're actually movable. So Nicki's tweets are really endangering that second group because they're going to hear her completely untrue, now viral claim based on a one-off anecdote about the vaccine side effects and think, maybe I shouldn't get this vaccine after all if it's causing swollen balls and impotence. And this is also where I think fan culture can really play a part in propping up and spreading misinformation. Some of y'all may or may not know, Nicki Minaj has a very intense fan base called the Barbs. And for every Black woman scientist and public health professional who was responding to her COVID-19 tweets, offering to walk her through the vaccine research, and there were actually quite a few, you know, our community really showed up to call this sister in, there were plenty of fans cheering Nicki on, thanking her for, quote, going against the establishment. Her tweets even won Nicki praise from known bad actors and disinformation super spreaders like Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens. And you know when people like Candace Owens are on your side, something is up, like it's time to rethink. And Nicki, for her part, was really fanning the flames of all this on social media. She tweeted a jokey little poll that asked people to rank which vaccine they liked better and offered to connect late-night TV show host Jimmy Kimmel with her cousin's friend for the right price. And this is almost why I didn't want to talk about this at all. No, not just because I'm afraid of the Barbs, but because it turns into a spectacle. And that initial untrue claim gets more and more powerful because it just gets more and more engagement. But I actually suspect this is kind of what Nicki wants. Because just a few days before Nicki made these tweets about the COVID vaccine, Nicki Minaj's husband, Kenneth Petty, pled guilty to failure to register as a sex offender after he moved from New York to California as a result of being convicted of first-degree attempted rape in New York in April of 1995. In this case, he pled guilty to the first-degree attempted rape charge and served 4 years in a New York State prison. His victim said that in 1994, Petty raped her at knife point when they were both 16. Now, last month, his victim sued both Nicki Minaj and her husband, saying that she'd had to move multiple times because both Nicki and her husband had been harassing her, trying to force her to recant her account of the incident. So this actually gets pretty dark. The New York Times has a really in-depth piece about what happened that you can read in the show description, but the allegations in the suit are troubling and really damning, not just for her husband who was convicted of attempted rape, but also for Nicki, who the victim says offered her $500,000 if she recanted. She also says that Nicki offered to send a happy birthday video to her teenage daughter, quote, as a bonus. She also accuses Nicki of lying to her millions of followers about the incident. The whole thing just sounds really awful. So it's pretty interesting that in a week where big news is breaking about Nicki's husband's guilty plea in connection to his rape conviction, that we're all talking about her tweets about COVID misinformation. And that's really the power of misinformation, how it can be weaponized so easily and so effectively. It spreads so quickly and can become so powerful that it's all anyone is talking about. And what we should be talking about is all the people who will be harmed because they were misled by dangerous and irresponsible false claims. Got a story about an interesting thing in tech or just want to say hi? You can reach us at hello@tangodi.com. You can also find transcripts for today's episode at tangodi.com. There Are No Girls on the Internet was created by me, Bridget Todd. It's a production of iHeartRadio and Unbossed Creative. Jonathan Strickland is our executive producer. Tari Harrison is our producer and sound engineer. Michael Amato is our contributing producer. I'm your host, Bridget Todd. If you want to help us grow, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey ladies, it's Bridget Todd here. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.